South American burglary ring hitting high-end suburbs in Texas and elsewhere. By Lowell Coffey Law on February 20, 2026. A sophisticated South American burglary ring has hit more than 60 high-end homes in metropolitan Houston alone and is operating in other similar suburbs across the country, authorities revealed this week. The transnational, organized crime network that local departments and the FBI call the South American Theft Group, SATG, use signal jammers and counter-surveillance tactics to evade detection during and after the burglaries, West University Place Police Chief Gary Ratliff told Fox News Digital. The police chief also told a packed public safety meeting Wednesday night that the group has been linked to a number of burglaries in the southwestern Houston suburb as well as surrounding counties and even across the country. "It was shocking," resident Bill Jones told Fox 26 in Houston. "People from South America terrorizing Americans. That's pretty scary and unfortunate. I'm really surprised no one has gotten hurt." Seven of the burglaries occurred in West University Place, a city of 15,000 residents known mainly as a bedroom community for well-heeled families. It's known as one of the wealthiest suburbs in Texas with a mean household income of more than $400,000 and a typical home valued at nearly $2 million. Authorities say that crews in the theft ring have signature methods. According to Fox Digital, investigators said suspects target second-story windows at the rear of homes between 7 and 9 p.m., climbing ladders or patio furniture before breaking glass or prying windows open with screwdrivers. The burglars allegedly reposition security cameras, deploy signal jammers to disrupt alarm and Wi-Fi systems, and carry stolen property away in pillowcases and backpacks. The suspects primarily steal high-value items, including designer purses and jewelry. In one case, residents were home when burglars entered, though they did not encounter the suspects. "Most of these folks, they're pretty intelligent," Ratliff said. "They're using burner phones, they're using other information that makes it very difficult to follow. SATs are sometimes called crime tourists, with the FBI describing them as highly organized, transient, and often non-citizen criminal syndicates coming primarily from Chile, Colombia, and other South American nations. They have entered the U.S. illegally or used travel visas to commit residential burglaries and retail thefts." Prior to the Super Bowl in New Orleans in 2025, the FBI put out a video warning about SAT activity, with wealthy game attendees leaving their upscale homes vacant and vulnerable during the game. Law enforcement sources say that California, Florida, Wisconsin, and New York are also investigating the group, with Chief Ratliff suggesting the Houston area cases may be part of a national operation. Contributor Lowell Coffey is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffey.com for more.